as we continue our crop over convos. And today, as I said, it's all about the ladies. And first out the bag today, this lady, she is a writer, she's a musician. Of course, you've seen her on stage, you've heard her perform. I'll give a big wake up VOB country welcome and good morning to Crystal Cummins Beckles Holder. How are you doing, Crystal?
Good morning, Cashy. I am well, thanks. Good morning to everybody in Barbados. They're all the listeners locked on all over the world. Good morning to you.
Yes, how to make sure you get in the whole name. Whole name.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's a technicality there. That's Crystal Cummins Beckles for stage. Yeah, that's what people know me as. So
yes,
yeah, we use that.
That's all right. How has it been for you? I know, obviously, not as busy for everyone normally, but you don't. At this time, it's not just about music for you, as in hitting the stage, because you still have little ones to look after.
Yes, I do. I do have a 3-year-old and a stepdaughter who's 7. So, no, with the pandemic, you get to spend more time, yes. It's busy because I'm also a teacher, so trying to juggle everything, while trying to still be as sane as possible. But it's good. It's good. Yes, I'm accustomed to running around, doing tents or, you know, working with the juniors and stuff like that and doing some other materials for guys on the outside. But because of the pandemic, obviously, carnivals have been canceled, crop over also not happening. So you get a little break, but still busy.
And I'm glad you mentioned all those little things because you have your hands in so many different hats right now. I mean, as you said, you work with, you know that you do a lot of work with the juniors and their development, and you write a lot of songs. And don't just write the songs, but work with them in bringing those songs to the stage. But you also work with some of our friends across the region. And and not only work with them, but you've been crowned the regional Calypso Queen. How has working in so many different areas helped to mold you to the performer that you are right now?
Well, to be honest, I would have only had like the internet for reference. I guess in my earlier years doing the Calypso. But then as I got the opportunity to travel to Montserrat and travel to St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and actually perform different places in the Caribbean, I would have been able to see different styles and been exposed to other Calypsonians in the region and kind of adopt some of their, I guess, their ways of performance and just basic etiquette, performance etiquette. And I've been able to grow as a performer, as a writer, and been able to network with people who I would have probably just seen on the internet, on YouTube. But I've been able to meet people and be able to work with them. Because as I said, you know, the regional Calypso Monarch in 2012, when I went there, I would have been competing with queens and just hearing about them or listening to their music, but being on the same stage as them and then being able to work with them there in the show and then have them ask me to write for them or to arrange songs or perform any of my songs, because some of them are also in beauty pageants in their country, so they would have performed some of my work and won Best Talent with. So it was really about networking, not just building myself as an artist, but networking and getting my work out there as a composer and arranger.
Which came first? Was it the writer? Was it the performer? Was it the what started it all for you?
Honestly, not Calypso. it was classical piano with the late Janice Millington. And that's where it started. From the time I was about 9, 10, I started with Auntie Janice. And then my years at the Allen School, I did music there, as well as the BCC, where I would have met people like Roger Gittins and David Weatherhead, Andre Woodbine, and Andre Daniel, and be able to work with them. And then I was exposed to Calypso while I was there because they wanted a keyboardist, and Roger suggested that it was something that I could do. And then Janice Milton was like, well, maybe you could do it. You know, you are rhythmic. You could do well there. And I just went with the Junior Monarch I think at that time it was the first year they introduced the semifinal, and sorry, the tents. Mm-hmm. And I did the tents. It was just myself. It was Tito playing drums, Sarge on guitar, and Derry Atkins, the late Derry Atkins, who just passed a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just us. And then I just started writing in 2003 for the juniors, writing and arranging for Baby Doll and Tanya Clark. And I was like, yeah, I really like this thing. Started following more Calypsonians, singing Zandra, obviously. Yeah. Baron and Sugar Aloes. Really, really love those artists. And in 2005, I think it was, or 2006, I was like, maybe I could try singing this thing because it can't be that hard.
Right. And
yeah, it can't be that hard. And then I was like, this is all about rhythm. It's about phrasing. I like this. So I just started practicing, listening to more and more calypso to be informed, educating myself in the art form, the history of it, and following people here in Barbados also, because I grew up loving Invader, loving Gabby, loving Plastic Bag. I listened to their music. STC was the only female out there for a long time. I really in the limelight. I mean, there were other Calypsonian, other females out there, but TC was the one who you would really look at and say, yeah, but if there's a woman that you want to be like in the industry, it would be TC and the Calypso. You know, you started to listen to the kind of music she would sing and follow Piccadilly Crops as a child, because I can't go to the stadium. I don't think anyone in my family was really into social commentary as big as they probably are now because of me in it and supporting me, you know. So I didn't have the opportunity to go up to tents and all that, or even come through Junior Monarch, because I wasn't interested at that time. But I guess exposing myself to the art form through listening to various artists throughout the Caribbean, not just in Trinidad, but in St. Lucia. I try my best to log on, even now, up to last year, because now we can't do it. But yeah. I would follow all the carnivals and all the calypso competitions, because now I've met so many people in the region. People just message me and say, Crystal, I'm singing tonight in this tent. I have a live stream here, and they would send me links, and I would just sit and I would listen.
Wow.
And everybody's style is different. And then they would sometimes ask me, you know, what do you think about this song? What do you think? And I would say, send me the lyrics, send me the song. And then sometimes people make little changes, little tweaks and stuff, nothing major. And then to watch them actually take my advice and do certain things on stage, or, you know, just be a mentor to other people is really
amazing.
Good. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to share knowledge, because I'm also learning too, and I'm sure that people have shared with me. So I think giving back is a big part of who Crystal is.
All righty. Good. So we're going to find out more about who Crystal is, and we're going to find out more about her diving into the social commentary here in Barbados, because she mentioned TC, but no, Crystal is one of those people that Crystal always in the finals. So, but in the meantime, still with us, Crystal Cummings Beckles. And as we were saying, or she was talking about how she got into the social commentary, seeing the likes of TC being in the finals all the time. And now we are seeing Crystal in the finals. At what point did you really say, you know, I think I really can do it? You know, as you said, you saw it and you say, hey, it can't be that hard. But I think on doing it, you realize, well, there's a lot more to it. But when you started to get that recognition and you got the nod from your peers and from the judges and you're in the finals, at what point were you saying, hey, I got this?
Well, I don't think I ever say I got this, because I am constantly learning and trying to perfect the craft, right? I think, though, that I think I'm so accustomed to rubric, I guess it's from being a teacher too, sticking to that criteria. This is what the NCF states in their criteria. This is what they want. This is what they're looking for. When it comes to melody, they're coming with rendition. Okay, so where are my weak points? What do I have to do? And then, like, I went to finals for the first time in 2010. And I remember hearing someone who will remain nameless, somebody said, if Crystal makes it to finals, it's going to be hard, very hard to keep her out. And I tried to figure out, like, what is this person really talking about? Like, why you say something like that? Well, I don't know everything. And I thought about it. And I said, no, it's not that. It's hard to keep out anybody because people will say, wait, but they always in the final, moving on. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there is a criteria to follow. And as long as you follow that and you, and not just follow, you keep trying to educate yourself. You ask questions. And as me, mm-hmm. I will ask questions. I don't ever go into a performance without having somebody out there who's knowledgeable to tell me, Crystal, you know, I don't like yes people first thing. Tell me when I'm doing foolishness on stage. Tell me what I need to work on. And at the same time, tell me what I'm doing right. So my mother's always there supporting me, telling me, Crystal, I didn't like when you do this on stage. Try not to do this, you know. And my husband, or James, would always say, Crystal, look, we need to do this. We need to change the key. We need to speed it up. I've also worked with Black of Fire before, who was excellent last year with me, trying to get me on point last mm-hmm. year. You know, like, you know, just it's about a team. It's about listening to advice, taking constructive criticism, and working on it, and trying to be better than you were the last performance. Like every night I go to 10, I say, okay, this is what I did last week. This will work. This will didn't work. If I went to this point of the stage and, you know, like I didn't feel this way about it, like it didn't feel too strong to me, let me try something else. Let me do something else. And it's about trying. It's about trying. It's about trying to better yourself and listening. You always got to listen. I mean, people in the audience sometimes will not be the kindest.
Yeah.
But then there's some people who would come and tell you, look, Crystal, I ain't too sure, you know. I ain't too sure about that song. You know, I ain't too sure about that song. And I had, like, I spent all my time working for this song, you know. And you're trying to be, you're trying to take their criticism. You're trying to analyze what it is that they're saying. You're trying to pick sense from it. But then this is something that's close to your heart. You created it, you know. So how do you get yourself away from that? You're like, you know what, team, look, we got to talk. Like, what do y'all think about this? And even if it's a line that I got to change to make something more effective, make the line more effective, make the song more effective, if I got to take out a word, I would do it.
No. So, no, sorry.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, the thing is, you mentioned your team. Obviously, a lot of work mm-hmm. goes into preparing every year your song, your presentation.
Let's say
you've made it to the finals several times, and mm-hmm. Disappointment, you know, it's a natural part of life. But was there ever a particular year? I know you say you don't tell yourself you got this year, but was mm-hmm. there any year that was harder for you to really accept that defeat?
Definitely. There are about, I want to tell you, it's about 2 or 3 years, actually. Okay, so 2010 would have been my first year in finals. Been to finals every year since then. 2010, I placed seventh. I think I tied a Colin Spencer or something like that. But then there was a year I came second. There was a year I came third. Even a year I came fourth, because last year would have made the fourth year that I came fourth in a row. Mm. And one of those years I came fourth and I was like, nah, you know, like so many things go through your head as you're waiting for results. It's like, okay, so there's nothing that I could have done here. There's nothing I could have done. Nothing else that I would have done to make this any better. You know, you sit, and I'm a person who does not sit down and watch competition. I don't do it. Mm. While people are upstairs and probably people downstairs can't even looking down at the stage, I know about that. Mm. I go on stage, I do what I'm supposed to do, and I come off, because those things play with your head. And I saw it mess with people's head a year. We had semifinals at the stadium and people came off and they're calling. I remember this one artist came off the stage and called around, and he was like, tell me something. How was I? And he going on. Somebody say, well, maybe you should have moved to the stage and listening to the commentators and doing all these different things. I went on stage and did some madness that I could not understand. Look, if you had just stayed in your zone, just shut out everything. You know, you got to be focused. Mm. You know, like, everybody's not going to like your song. That's the first thing. Everybody's not going to like what Crystal brings. It is highly unlikely that 100% of people will like it. However, there are some people who will love it, and there are some people in the audience who will love it, and those are the people that you need to sing, and you need to sing to, and, you know, kind of feed off of their energy, because you don't need negative vibes when you're on the stage. And I learned that, and they say, you know what, results coming back and people shouting for who they think they should win, people think, you know, well, maybe this person should win, maybe that person should win, but at the end of the day, everybody has somebody that they like, somebody that they follow. It may not be me, it may not be Gabby, it may not be somebody else in competition. But you gotta be honest with yourself. Say straight, look, Crystal, I think that tonight it was not my night, or tonight was really my night. And you know, some people say, man, you get off here, and okay, I don't go in that foolishness.
All right,
because as long as you sign up for a competition, expect anything.
All right. No. Obviously, competition, a big part of what you do every year. You're in the tent. You're in the competition, and you say, obviously, that crown has been elusive. But are you sticking with this, or are you going to say, okay, well, maybe I can't handle this anymore? The competition.
Honestly, right? Everything happens for a reason. I believe in prayer, and I believe in listening to my gut. No, last year after I came fourth, for the fourth time, all I could think about, what am I doing that is, first thing I said, what am I doing that is wrong?
Mm.
What am I doing that, no matter what, this is my position? And I'm changing songs. I kind of like started to free up and show Barbados, but this is me. Because if you really get to know Crystal is not that serious person. I can get serious. When in classroom, obviously, I'm serious. But even my students don't take me seriously, to be honest. Like, I am always laughing, always talking some foolishness. So then, when I did the song last year and year before, the lighter song, so I want a piece of the rock. And then I did my song last year. I was like, This is so much fun. Like, I was having fun. People saw a different side of Crystal. Not really a different side. People actually saw Crystal.